Hello guys, welcome to the next episode of the Book Site, a daily episode that I publish on every weekday, and I read a power and prediction book. Today the section is called Prediction at the Heart. If you are here for the first time, please consider subscribing to my channel. If you hear again, welcome again. Okay, Prediction at the Heart. Consider the decision to accept or reject a financial transaction. Key to this decision is the prediction of fraud, the heart of Verafin's business. A transaction is proposed that involves a request for payment, which is a transfer from one account to another. If the transaction is approved, the money changes hands, which itself triggers the exchange of real goods and services. If the transaction is not approved, no money is moved, which may impede the underlying real obligations. The fact that the transaction requires payment approval at all is because mistakes are costly. Approve a transaction that comes from someone who does not own an account, and a string of liabilities and problems arise. Decline a transaction that would have no such issues, and you disrupt the real-world activities underlying the whole process. You might think that this would make you want a system that avoids mistakes entirely. The challenge there is not that avoid mistakes is impossible. With time and careful review, a bank could likely do that. The problem is that avoiding mistakes entirely is very costly. It would slow down the process, raise transaction fees, and otherwise take away the very convenience that is desired in transacting in the first place. After all, if it's going to cost too much to transact by sending digital messages for approval of changes in account and entries, maybe it would be better to use good old cash and show the money right then and there. Instead, to make the system work, banks engage in a guessing game. They have to balance the possible guessing errors they could make. If they are stringent on what transactions they approve, then they risk declining may legitimate transactions and end up with disgruntled customers. If they are too lenient on approvals, they end up creating an opening for fraudsters to transact legitimately and make it hard to collect misplaced money, which directly harms the bank's bottom line. Thus, they guess and set threshold on stringency to balance the two errors they inevitably will make. AI is the means by which banks become better at guessing game and reduce errors. As economists studying the new developments in AI over the last decade, we have come to see our role as one of cutting through the hype. AI attracts the attention of philosophers, movie makers, futurists, doomsayers, and raft of others who can enliven your dinner party conversation. We play the opposite role, taking our cue from where the success in computer science have really been. All the developments in AI with fancy names such as neural networks, machine learning, deep learning, or adversarial optimization, we boil down to an advance in statistics, namely the statistics of prediction. Thus, rather than AI engage in crime-fighting crusade against fraud, what AI is actually doing is improving banks' ability to sort legitimate from fraudulent transactions at a much lowered cost, that is, prediction. Okay, guys, this is another fantastic piece of Power and Prediction book, and it actually helps us to understand what AI is doing. This piece inspired me to think of AI as something that is purely prediction. We think that AI is automating, but AI is not automating. AI is an algorithm, set of algorithms that can learn to predict. If AI is only automating, it's just a regular software that automates stuff. But the power of AI is really automating and predicting. So in this case, the authors are mentioning banks that they try to shut down fraudulent transaction by predicting before it happened. And this is actually very fascinating and inspiring piece, that if we think about AI, we really think about prediction. Prediction of the next fraud, prediction of the next customer abandoning the cart in an e-commerce website, on an e-commerce website, predicting another customer to clicking the specific link, or just predicting how much foot traffic will enter the coffee shop. We don't automate here, or maybe we should say we don't automate here only. We predict a lot before it happens and then automate. And that is actually the real function of AI. I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.